This episode of the Michael Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
How do you handle a hungry man? The Manhandlers.
The Manhandlers.
Remember that.
Good.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
How do you handle a hungry man?
That's us,
the
Mike.
The man has soup, right?
Yeah, it was a chunky soup, but you and I and Josh, we are the manhandlers.
The manhandlers.
And also, don't let us discount the fact you were dancing during the countdown. I like that.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that that electronic techno.
It's like
thing.
being at the club.
The club. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Happy Monday to ye. And reminds me once again with lots of things in the fire and now one less that I have to be diligent in my creation of musical intros because I think people like that. And my God, with the artificial intelligence, it's just the stroke of a keyboard. Just a little rhyming and then a little creativity of suggestion and bingo bango, we are off to the races.
You should do a summertime one. I don't know I don't know what it would be. I mean,
summertime. Do you love me?
Oh.
Do you suffer? Yeah.
Could the AI recreate Beach Boys like harmony?
What are you asking him for?
I'm the guy to ask.
Of course he can.
I thought you did lyrics and then he produced
it.
I forget which is George.
The video.
Oh, I forget which is George and which
he's
is Ira Gershwin.
He's the video puppeteer. Yeah. He's masterful with that. It's incredible.
So, allow me to rephrase. Mike, can they recreate Beach Boys style harmony? Then do it, baby.
Yes. I'm not a massive fan myself, but we shall see if you're interested
do
in that
Jan
type
and
of
Dean,
thing.
Do Jan and Dean, then. You don't have to do the Beach Boys.
They can do anything. That's the way it works. Welcome to our show. Very, very busy weekend for me that began Thursday with Wednesday night with a drive up to Orlando or
fun.
Oviedo or wherever.
Oviedo. You know.
And by the way, it was in the land of the University of Central Florida, which I had no idea was so massive an enterprise. Yeah. I didn't realize it was so big. University of Central Florida,
Mike,
a huge
that's what she
school.
Said.
Boy, oh boy, it was big. Big stadium, big program, medical research everywhere, medical experiments
Like leads on you for medical experiments?
They could have if they'd, been... It was a strange place.
Okay.
As soon as you get into the Orlando area, you're in a different part of Florida, as far as I'm concerned. It's not like anything like where I am down here. Mm-hmm. And it is, how shall I describe it? There's everything. There's everything you could want. There's everything you could hope for at your fingertips. Everything's convenient. Every chain is up there. And it's just
too much for your liking?
Too much.
And
too
half
much
of Florida. Everyone's there.
Too much hubbub.
Mm-hmm.
Too much just hubbub and I don't know where to begin. I could begin with the baseball tournament that we were eliminated from yesterday morning.
Aww.
At the crack of dawn. The boys fought very, very well, and they were knocked out right before they had a chance to play for the championship. So they got almost to the finish line, but they couldn't do it. But that's that. And great parents, great kids, really, really good kids. Nothing like that, participating in that. The facility in Oviedo, ass. Pure unadulterated ass.
Ass stadium?
Ass. Why? How you give them... Well, it's the B tournament. So they obviously... I don't know what thought process goes through these baseball people. I will just say the facility, ass. And I'm talking about the actual baseball facility. ass.
What makes it ass?
The staff bar.
Bad. No. I never even. You know what, Josh?
Ice cream had a bad mouthfeel.
Did I even make my way over there? I might have gotten a water for the umpire because it was hot. But
bribery.
No. Yeah.
Bribery.
Kiss their ass. Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
Good group, too.
Yeah.
Except for one pair that won the game, but the guys were terrible. The snack, it didn't even smell the grill. You ever smell a dirty grill firing up? It's just like you don't want to go anywhere near that.
Yeah.
That was the experience with this. But the primary issue was the infield. And the lack of maintenance of the infield.
Broken glass?
No. It seems to me that as opposed to maintaining it, they would just throw dirt on it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Which gave you about a 4-inch layer of fluffy dirt.
Yeah.
That results in some many, many line drives that would land in the dirt and then stop.
Yeah, like a soft, like it's a just fast, terrible. Like a fast track at the Belmont.
But
Mike.
Both teams had to deal with it, so yeah. That was fine.
But they shouldn't have to deal with that at all. Were there any roots to trip over?
No roots. But the grass part of the infield was also kind of rough, and the outfield was horrible, absolutely horrible. And it just, as someone said, to have a state tournament there doesn't make a lot of sense, especially when you've got just immaculate facilities around the state that that do this. And
well,
makes
any,
me proud of what we have down here in Fort Myers. Absolutely.
Was it selected because it's in the middle?
Probably.
Just because it's central state?
Probably. That's probably what it was. But the whole area was just kind of meh. Just
sure.
A giant suburb, meh. Bedroom community, meh. And a great tournament for the kids. Didn't end the way we wanted to, but I compiled for my little man, who is, at least as of this taping, still in dreamland in the room next door.
Well, he had a big weekend.
Michael O. Final stats.
Oh, good.
He had a 2.4 ERA with 6 strikeouts. He had, which is pretty darn good for a guy that was not a regular pitcher at all a year ago. 981 fielding percentage, not too shabby. That means he was good in the field. He was third on the team in batting with a .500 average, 11 hits, 8 singles, 3 doubles, 9 RBI with 6 stolen bases. Not too
6
shabby.
That seems very, very high.
No, it's not in this league.
Okay. Because
they have a lot of catches that can't get it down there, and they steal like crazy. They run like crazy. So I was very proud of him, but I would have loved to see the team go further, but it doesn't end the depression when you've been there Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and you see the poor parents that are just really invested in this, and it's just this moment of trying to keep the chin up, and then it passes very quickly, but for that initial moment it's very depressing for the coaches, depressing for the kids, and we really kind of expected that we would be at least playing for the championship, and didn't work out too well.
Sorry about
leading that, for most of the game, actually,
but you know what, it's a good lesson, and they played their best, and you can say you can use this, next year, they'll get them. And the fact
that's kind of as far as Little League goes. 12U is it. Now it's on the travel teams. The rec leagues are over after 12U, and now it's on to travel baseball if we want to continue.
Travel and middle school ball.
Travel and middle school.
And of the select few of them go pro, right?
Yes, a few of them have been drafted into the Braves organization, so we're really
excellent.
Happy about
that's a happening outfit.
So does that mean baseball's over now for the summer?
Baseball is over for the summer. We are not going to go up north, though, for a variety of reasons. It's just we've been traveling a lot, and the budget is not there to do that, as far as not going up to Maine,
Don't they have the Lobster League up there?
I don't know what they have up there, but I have a funny story about when is your thing for your dad?
Oh, our celebration of life is June 20th. That's the Saturday of Father's Day weekend at Jimmy's.
Yeah. I can enter some levity into this.
I should like that.
Because it's funny when the thought. So I'm very happy that I'll be in attendance for your father's memorial. I'll be flying up for that.
I did not know that, Mike. That is awesome.
I'm coming up for that one. And what was funny was that you guys were busting my chops about it. You know, that's what a real friend does. And it was, you know, and then I made the decision to do that. And then what I was going to do was, because I made my arrangements yesterday, I was going to fly up and just show up. And then I realized, and Carla looks at me and says, this is probably not the type of... You incredible narcissist. Make it about me.
Yeah. And time to come in, Mike. We're going to start remarks at 3, so it'd be good if you could come in about 3:05.
Like Joe Theismann came to my second wedding.
Exactly. And, exactly.
Mike would like to carry the urn in.
Yeah.
On display.
Oh, speaking of which.
Hi, everybody. So Carla points out, I said, I think I'll just show up. She said, well, that would make it all about you. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
I said... Then, and then I said, well, I'll tell him before the show tomorrow, which is today. And then I said, no, it'll be a funny bit to discuss that we had this discussion about it because, you know, it's always in a state of flux. But, you know, the baseball is over and it's done. So now onward and upward. And I'm not going to Maine because I can't afford to go to Maine. And
Mike,
so
I literally couldn't be more thrilled. And pleased and honored. Thank you.
But you probably would, I think it would be accurate to say that if I was like to
just
show
up,
it would be ridiculous. You know, it would so
well,
tone
I mean,
deaf.
The fans would swarm you.
Yeah. You would have to come in disguise.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm staying, you know, and then Jimmy was very generous with offering, but I don't want to do that either. I just want to, you know, stay to myself and be
You'll
there.
You'll be staying with Merle?
Merle Rogers, yes.
Would you like to be picked up at the airport?
You know, maybe I would. Maybe I would. Maybe I got a rental, and then maybe I won't because I'm just going to be going to Jimmy's and back and forth and stuff.
Are you
like
flying
that,
into Midway?
Midway Airport.
By the way, you mentioned carrying the urn, debuting on today's show.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my little bit of Grandpa Bob right here.
Oh, beautiful. It's pretty.
That's
isn't that very,
gorgeous?
That's very, very pretty. And is that going to be at the memorial?
I think the main urn will be
the
at
main
the
urn.
Memorial.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And of course, small urns will be for sale.
Happy to do it. And what's that?
Small urns will be for sale at the Bob Spiewak merchandise stand.
You know, when you go through my dad in particular, and this is way, way a long time ago, so long ago that my only memory, Rob, was my high school friends that showed up for his wake.
Yeah.
And I know how much it means to have friends show up for these things. So that's
you showed
that's
up for my Uncle George, a man that you'd never met, but a man I was very close to. And it's a beautiful thing. I really do appreciate it. And I hope everyone comes out because my dad, he had relationships and he touched a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So it's 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, June 20th at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. We'll have remarks at 3 o'clock. And there's going to be lots of food, lots of drink. And as Kathy and I have designed it, we hope there's more laughter than sadness celebrate his life. So come on out.
Mike will be there.
And Mike will be there signing autographs from 5 till 6.
Shut up. I know.
Mike, the amount of emails I've gotten and messages of, Mike's really not going to skip this, is he? Mike, to be a friend, you have for Mike to be a have a friend. He has to
have
be
a friend. You have to be a
here.
Friend.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what's funny is you've kept those from me, so I wasn't.
But
aware.
You know what? Actually, Mike, you get extra credit because you are coming specifically for it. Josh is on his way somewhere.
He's going to Camden Yards.
Exactly.
Not,
so I think
that's
Mike.
Not
I
my
think
fault.
You get that the plus your, one on this.
You and planned it around my schedule.
I wouldn't say that precisely.
And he's 6 hours closer than I am.
Is he that much closer?
I think 5 hours.
Four.
Three?
Takes you four to get down here?
Yeah.
Four. Okay. All
right. But then you're flying, so you're much closer.
And yeah, and
somebody
writes,
will Mike sign the urns? See,
yeah,
I wanted to get this all out of the way today.
Honorarium.
I wanted to get this all out of the way today because it's something to talk about. It is. It is really something to talk. But I really, you should know just for a second, I was thinking of doing it the way I was going to do it. And then God love her, my conscience, Carla, the one that, because it's not always clear when you're doing this stuff, you know, when people
ideas. And, you know, my Uncle Bruce, who lived in Hawaii, never RSVP'd to my wedding and showed, it was a 4 o'clock wedding. He showed up at like 3:58. And that was a joyful thing, but you know, it's a wedding. It's a slightly happier time.
It's not appropriate.
It's
right.
I don't know.
On a wedding, it's the couple.
Well, yeah, but no one was looking. No one was
the family.
I think a funeral and a wedding have different rules.
Yeah, but showing up in,
I think it's at
like, you know what the worst thing is at a wedding reception when somebody proposes. It's one of the worst things you could
you
ever
can't do.
Do
that. No, especially
but people
at the
do
reception,
it all the time.
All
don't
the
they?
Time. Yeah, they do, and a lot of them are faked.
It happened at my brother's wedding.
Really?
Do you regret doing it?
Oh no! I'll share this. At my brother's wedding, my mother-in-law was dating this DJ at the time,
a radio DJ or a club DJ,
like a club DJ.
Okay,
and.
The best.
He was just pushing and pushing and pushing to DJ their wedding, where they forced, they had to hire him to do the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And mid-reception, he grabs the mic and proposes to my mother-in-law, who none of her kids liked him. All the kids were in attendance. And it threw off the entire vibe of the reception.
What?
I guess so.
Dick.
Yeah.
Turned into me dealing with crying people.
GK Design says, "What's a wedding?" He is as God made him.
He is.
All right.
I wouldn't change it for $1 million.
Be aware of that. So, looking forward to it. The one thing I did want to mention about this past weekend, I wrote it down: the foulness of a dog-friendly motel.
Now, I was trying to think. I know I've stayed in dog-friendly motels, but I don't think we've ever brought a dog to one. I don't think we've ever traveled to one.
Multiple times, Carl and I have
traveled
with pets.
Well, it's prohibitive to board a dog. You just can't do it.
It's ridiculously expensive.
La Quinta Creepy Inn.
It means the Quinta, Mike.
Now, you drive into the area that is the University of Central Florida, where we had this La Quinta, and you're looking around at the buildings, and there are a lot of, medical college type buildings and modern architecture. I'm saying, hey, this isn't bad. This isn't bad. And then you pull in to the little street that's across from some sort of very modern office building. And I'm looking over and the exterior, I go, hey, all right, this might be one of the, this might be a good one.
Right.
And then
it's
and
a great one.
I mean, when you talk about not, making the choice not to renovate a motel ever. I think they might have put a roof on it at one point. I don't know. But when it comes to people with pets and a dog-friendly motel, it's just so disgusting.
And
you
its proximity to a university is like a license to print money.
It is absolutely...
There are so many bad ones in West Virginia. And remember, Mike, when we went... God, where was it in Southern Virginia that has proximity to a university? We had a mushroom growing out from under the fridge.
It's so
God's
gross.
Honest truth. It is so gross. But there's only X number of rooms.
Here's the
for
way
a thousand
I would
billion
do it.
People.
I was
yeah.
really because I was in this thing. I was practically in this thing for a week.
Yeah.
And when you have this, the idea of the carpet border. That goes up. You know how you get a, what do they call it? Molding?
The trim.
Or trim that goes up, you know, and you've got in our house, I'm looking down at it right now. We've got molding along the floor, which
a lot of times it's made of wood and marked in with quarter.
The hallways have it's carpet.
Yeah.
Right. And you look at it and you just know that, it is a piss receptacle. You
of
just
course.
Know looking at it.
Super absorbent.
And at one point, we're on the sixth floor, so I'm taking Winslow.
High rise.
I'm taking Winslow and Stubby down to the elevator. Winslow goes up to the curtain on the window next to the elevator, lifts his leg, and practically took his head off. And no, you don't do that. I don't care if another. And I caught him before he did.
You have to carry him.
But I guarantee you. I'm not carrying him. No freaking way am I carrying him.
Like outside, does he ever piss on unfortunate things?
He pisses on all structure.
Because
he would rather piss on structure than he would rather do that. A bush, a hydrant, a pole, railing, then he would rather just piss on the ground. Stubby pisses right where he is.
Yeah.
He gets on the grass, boom, puts it down there.
Linus is a squat and piss.
Right.
Sebastian, who we've talked about, who is so stupid, went to a new low this week, went out on the back deck and pissed on the lawnmower. Raised his leg and pissed on the lawnmower.
Like, I mean,
what are you doing, dummy? Don't do that.
Just, it's so...
And you know there's owners that once they get to that curtain, be like, well, I guess I don't have to go outside anymore.
Exactly.
My God. Yeah. I will say this. I took the little plastic doggy bags with me every time I took them out, and it was remarkably free of poo-poo. Mm-hmm. I have
Well, because they're all doing it inside.
No. I was really, really pleased with that part of it because it was cool. That was fine. But what wasn't fine was the first night we were there, one of the kids, Michael's buddy, was staying with us because the parents were working. I told you this was a last minute deal where somebody said, "Can someone handle one more kid?" And we said, "Yeah, we're going to be up there. We'll have plenty of times. They can sack out, and we'll be cool with this." And he's a great kid, friend of Michael's. And so
he appeared on the show on Thursday.
No, that's another one. That's another one that was on the team.
Oh, okay.
And so, by the way. Oh, yeah, Josh will like this.
You had two in the hotel room?
No, we had one.
We had
my son and his buddy and Carla and me and the dogs in one lovely, just stellar luxury hotel room.
With a super adequate air conditioner, I'm guessing?
The kid that was on the show the other day, his name is Jace.
Yeah.
And Josh, you will like this, being a baseball purist. This was the highlight of the entire weekend. It wasn't offensive. It was actually a defensive play. An unassisted triple play. Spectacular.
Walk me through how that happened.
So he caught the ball in the air.
Line drive.
Two guys out.
Right over second. Steps on. They're men on first and second. Guys off the plate. Catches the line drive. Steps on second. Throws to first. He was off the base at first. Unassisted triple play. You can't do it. You can't do it without having the baseball IQ to know what to do, because it has to be done so quickly. And the circumstances have to be right. You have to catch the ball. You have to know what base to tag. You have to throw it to the other base to tag. And it was little Jace, the pocket rocket, who is just highest baseball IQ on the team, best fielder on the team, smallest of stature on the team. Love the kid.
That is
gets
so
my
cool.
vote for the MVP this weekend. It was so much fun. But back to the motel. So we're up there and we're staying with the extra kid. We're in the La Quinta Inn. I get up crack of dawn in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And this is the little dog. And I'm talking 2:30 in the morning, where I hear, like that, some sort of panic. This is the Wednesday night when we get up there. So the sleep, I wrote it down here, shitty sleep for the entire time I'm there. It's just not good. They mellowed a little bit on Friday and Saturday night, but it was nonstop. And I'm up at 5:30 in the morning on Thursday morning, and I take the dogs down. And as I get outside, I look to my right, and there's a dude that's sleeping right outside next to the door, the little back end door, you know, where you go into the back of the motel, which, by the way, has a lot of like non-motel structure, sheds, bicycles, you know, just stuff you wouldn't see. Right?
And they always say, don't worry, it locks from the inside.
It was very creepy. There were a lot of lurkers at this place. And then,
was that the first time you saw the umpire, or
he was up, he was sitting down, you know, I think maybe I woke him up, I don't know.
Well, that's
literally
not very
next
kind
to
of
the
you.
Door.
Yeah.
Literally next to the door. Later in the weekend, Michael and Carla are going up the stairs. I'm doing the elevator. I did one trip up to the sixth floor on the stairs and decided that I don't want to take the chance of a heart attack again.
No.
So, and inside there is this e-bike, this e-dirt bike in the stairwell that looks like it's a very well used. The long and short of it, it looks like somebody's maybe keeping their bike there.
It wasn't chained to anything.
Maybe an unofficial resident. And also what came out of the stairwell was the wafting odor of marijuana.
Of course that. I mean, yeah.
It was just, there were lurkers all over the place.
Do you foresee it like maybe the movie Mouse Hunt, where they're living behind the walls secretly in tunnels?
It was so unsettling.
Yeah.
That the last morning was another really early morning. I want to say probably about 6:15. I'm taking the dogs out. I was the morning. It was my job because I'm the old man who's up, and I take the dogs out first thing in the morning. And I do a long, long look left, long look right. Just had that feeling of, you know, there are a couple of bicycles leaning up again.
Sure.
There was lurking going on.
Yeah.
Because it lent itself to a motel back tucked into a cul-de-sac.
Sure.
And it was just, a little odd.
It was like a hobo in the 1930s would call a soft touch.
A soft touch, yes. very much so.
Look out for hobos, Mike, at the tournament. Yes.
And then the last element, when you have baseball, you got to do at least one load of laundry in the community washer dryer, the one washer and one dryer for six floors of hotel rooms. And
it didn't even have one per floor.
Oh, no. Third floor. Go down to the third floor for that.
Located.
And it was.
Was it a speed queen?
It was a speed queen. How did you know?
They're great pieces of equipment, and they wear like iron, but there's nothing fancy about them.
Speed queen. Where did speed you pull queen. That? That's how did you know that?
I just know stuff like that.
Is that a laundromat type of item? Is that what it is?
It's an industrial grade, but like if you buy it for your house, they're really expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let me just say that.
And it was
that.
Also my nickname my sophomore year.
Right.
The Speed Queen.
The dryer?
Yeah.
The Speed Queen dryer? I think you would have gotten clothes drier if you hung it out the window and just used a whirly bird touch. That's really what would have happened on
you
that.
You probably had to clean the filter. No one else did.
Can you imagine?
There is no way my fingers are going into. There is no. And you know what? I think everybody else feels the same way.
So it's overfilled.
If Mike took the lint filter out, he'd find Band-Aids.
I'm more grossed out now than I was before.
Cherry stems. He'd find everything.
It's so nasty.
Where that toenail went.
The free breakfast is mentioned.
Continental, Mike.
It was the powdered eggs.
Yep. Were they served in a square?
No, they were not. Okay. They get that.
Okay.
They're scrambled. They have the patty sausage right next to it. No bacon. The bread, fine. I would give it a, right middle of the pack.
Good
fine.
Bread.
And a waffle maker.
How was the waffle maker?
The waffle maker was, again, industrial grade. Really good. I am not familiar with the waffle maker myself. I didn't realize that I go over to the dispenser.
Yeah, the batter dispenser.
The batter dispenser where you have a little cup, and then you take it to the four mini Belgian waffle makers.
Yeah. Right.
And I put it down, and I'm standing at it. And
you
it's going,
flip it?
It's going, deet, deet,
yeah,
deet. Guy walks over to me and goes, you have to flip it upside down. I said, you have to. No, he didn't say upside down. It looked like, because I'm, challenged that way. He said, as Josh said, you have to flip it. And I didn't know that. And so
how long were you standing there?
Oh, a minute and a half.
You see,
guy's just looking at it and goes, you have to flip it.
Rookie mistake is, you don't have to use the waffle. Just eat the batter.
It was, but it was lovely. When I finished the, and I'm not a waffle eater.
Did you put any toppings on it?
No, I did not, but I put the syrup, and the syrup was of questionable origins.
Well, I guarantee you it wasn't maple.
It was certainly, I don't think even an approximated maple. It was
corn?
It was corn, I think.
Corn
it
syrup. Just, did it you enjoy real, any of the watered down fruit juices?
I drank something that had a taste of both orange and perhaps mango.
Ah.
That was not a fruit juice at all. It was just an orange liquid that was
like you would get at a McDonald's birthday party. Just
but overall, I mean, you know, I can throw darts all day long, but really friendly staff, breakfast adequate. But by Sunday, you know, one of the great joys is loading up the car and knowing I am not returning there in the evening.
It's certainly,
it was time to go. It was time to go.
Did they hope, like when you left, did they say, we hope to see you again? Will you come back?
No, we leave early in the morning. We had an 8 a.m. game on Sunday.
If it presented itself, would you return there?
That's a great question.
Because I'm sure you got, you know what?
No, I would find another place that was dog friendly. Because it's just, I pony up a few more shekels.
Worth it,
to do that.
Mm-hmm. You know? Rob, I think you're the only person left that checks out by going and talking to the person at the counter.
I don't do that. But, you know, if you see someone at the desk, you wave.
You know what it is? He's a rule follower. So he will do that. He will do that in such a way where it's like, how was everything? Oh, thank you. You know,
I mean, like a lot of times when you're leaving and you've got your bags, you'll wave to the person at the front desk. It's right by the door. I've already checked out.
What do you do with your room key, Rob?
I keep it.
Okay.
You save it?
I do. I have 200 of them right now. I'm making a quilt.
A necklace?
It's
much bigger than that.
What do you say, Josh?
Leave it in the room.
Yeah.
I don't need to take their trash with me.
I would find another joint that's a dog. I don't want to travel with dogs anyway.
I understand. You know?
And we used to have Michael's babysitter who lived down here. She doesn't live down here anymore, and we haven't used her for years now. Mm-hmm. And she would help with the dogs. She'd actually come out and hang out. We don't have that person anymore to, you know, make the way over. And Carla's mom is anti-dog. Does not have any desire to be around dogs whatsoever.
Is there an animal she likes? Is she a cat person?
No, she doesn't have any pets.
Birds?
No.
Hedgehog?
Boyfriend.
Nice.
That's it.
Getting busy.
Yeah, so it was fine. Well, then fine. And one last thing, if I can just throw this out here, and I was going to wait. It's not worthy of a lot of time. On the way back home, you can't help but eat poorly occasionally when you're on the road all the time. It just happens.
A victim of circumstance.
Probably chose the wrong 7-Eleven on the way home to make a pit stop.
Is there a right 7-Eleven to stop at in that situation?
Yeah, I don't even know if it was a 7-Eleven, Rob, but we had discussed the
Pilot.
Fritter. We had discussed the fritter, right? The fritter.
Yeah, apple fritter.
That's in the bag, which is a solid confection as far as I'm concerned. No fritters to be had at this particular convenience store. So I went to...
Fritter!
I had a sugar craving.
Yeah.
Shocker. Over the weekend, you know, hats off to Jeremiah's Italian Ice.
It's very good. It's a step above Rita's.
It is so much better
Jeremiah,
than Rita's.
That's good. Is it kosher? Yes.
Strawberry ice was, it had to be made with real strawberries.
Strawberry.
It had to be. Yeah. Strawberry. It was really, but this convenience store had a plethora of the Little Debbie products. And I'm here to say it had been a while for me. Little Debbie, just real garbage baked goods, as far as I'm concerned.
I think they've fallen apart, and I also think that they are they're smaller than they used to be.
They are smaller, softer. And the Little Debbie
cakes. Tasty cakes has gone downhill.
The Little Debbie honey bun, you know, I mean,
your mistake. You should have gone for the oatmeal cream.
I don't know. I didn't see that one. I'm not an oatmeal cream person, but Little Debbie seems to have, you know, the glow is off.
I hear they're making the Christmas trees all year round now.
Now see the Christmas trees or the birthday cake product.
Yeah.
Solid winner. Yeah. Guess who ate that? Mrs. O'Mara ate that.
Well, you know, some people are good at ordering. I'm a good orderer.
I picked out three, count them, three Little Debbie products to take in the car with me.
A Rockefeller.
Honey bun.
Yeah.
A zebra cake.
Nutty Buddy cake.
Really?
It's like a Drake's peanut butter. It's like a Funny Bone.
Okay.
Remember Funny Bone?
No, but I do remember the Drake cakes thing.
So Josh, do you remember Funny Bone?
Yes.
It's a peanut butter product.
Yeah, it's peanut butter with peanut chocolate.
Peanut butter chocolate on the outside. Yeah, it's keto friendly. That's what it was. And and a birthday cake. And Carla got the birthday cake.
What about the youngsters?
Michael, we're trying to cut down on his sugar. Yeah.
So you're eating Drake's cakes in front of him.
Exactly.
Good.
We're leading by example.
I got Hostess cupcakes, but I only ate the filling.
Yeah. It was yummy, loving my tummy. That was it. That was the weekend. So it was, you know, and congratulations to the Warhawks who went on. I don't know how to find out.
That's the team name for Madison High School, where I went.
Warhawks beat us, and we're on to play the Diamond Kings.
Are they slot influencers?
we'll get to the slot influencing.
I know, but Diamond Kings sounds like someone.
You incredible bastard.
Sounds like someone you'd see in a casino. Professional blackjack team. The Diamond Kings.
The Warhawks won the tournament.
Oh, the Warhawks, the team that beat us.
Yes, they beat the Diamond Kings 4-1.
Wow. Well, we got beaten by the biggies. All right. Well,
and because of it, every player gets.
God, we could have beaten them.
Every player gets a Speed Queen washing machine.
God, we could have won the championship. Coulda, woulda. Way to go. Anyway, Michael probably be happy to hear that. And now you're not really. It's bittersweet. We will be back with the tidbits for you and your families right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses, so when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
You know, when you go to those tournaments, man, and, you know, Jack. I got to talk about a dog dying. No, I mean, it's just when you're the final four, yeah. And you go to the final four, and then you realize how beatable the team you played was. And that if they beat the other team, then you could have beaten the other team. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Josh, for those stats.
No, it's good. I wanted to know. I really wanted to know. He's great at it because he was a coach.
But still,
he knows how to get the info. You know what he doesn't know how to do? What none of the coaches know how to do. Right. Disseminate that information to the rest of the team.
Yeah,
that's what these coaches don't know. They don't know how to do that. It's the worst communication in the world. From the tournament directors all the way through.
Maybe they're doing signs. Watch the catcher. Maybe he knows.
And we had changes like right up to the last second every day. It was just like, and not because of the who won or whatever. It was just change. Yeah. Damn it. Could have been the Warhawks. Oh, my God. All right, play the thing.
Play the thing? Okay.
I'll move forward. Move on, Mike. Live in the now. Go forward. God, we could have won.
Warhawks.
Damn it. The Middle East is on a knife edge this morning. That's not a good place to be, is it? A knife edge.
No. Razor's edge would be even worse.
Yeah, especially if you're like straddling it.
Oh.
A massive shaky ceasefire officially shattered overnight. Iran launched a heavy volley of ballistic missiles toward Israel that targeted the northern region in retaliation for an Israeli airstrike on a Hezbollah base in Beirut. The sudden escalation has prompted an emergency all-caps social media intervention from President Trump.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll get
that'll
it done.
Fix it.
By the way, do you remember him on DC 101, Shaky Ceasefire?
Hey, how you doing? I'm Shaky Ceasefire. He is demanding both nations immediately stop shooting as U.S. officials scramble to prevent an all-out war.
Well, at least he demanded. If he raised his voice, things are good.
That's what I have. I don't know what the latest is. I got it as fresh as I possibly could, but we shall see. It's just a drag, and you know, people are worried.
I know he came out on Truth Social and congratulated the Warhawks.
On their big victory.
On the big victory.
On the championship. The New York Knicks are currently practicing for Game 3 of the NBA Finals, but it was their celebrity fan base that stole the show yesterday. New York head coach Mike Brown thought his press conference was completely over until rapper Fat Joe hijacked the microphone from the back of the room. The hip-hop legend proceeded to publicly roast the coach's choice of sneakers on live television, demanding an autographed pair of shoes if the team wins the championship. For basketball people, the Knicks being in the finals, a big deal.
Huge.
It's a big, and big deal.
This was the same way Mike was going to enter the celebration.
Yeah, they weren't going to call him Fat Joe.
I wish the Knicks the best. Very exciting for Knicks fans. There are people that are diehards that have been rooting for this team forever and ever and ever, and I feel glad for Knicks
fans.
It's
short, Mike, for Knickerbockers.
Who are the Knickerbockers playing, Josh? Do you have any idea? I don't follow the basketball
game.
There is not a basketball fan among us.
The Baltimore Bullets.
No, they're not. That's going way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh
San
is going to get
it.
San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, the Spurs, yeah.
All right, the Spurs are. So good luck
to everybody.
To everybody involved.
And good luck to Fat Joe.
Fat Joe. Madonna just proved.
Madonna.
What? Madonna. Just proved once again that you can inject things into your ass. No.
No.
That is not the story.
No.
She proved once again that she knows exactly how to crash the internet. The Queen of Pop took over New York City's Times Square for a surprise high-tech performance to kick off Pride Month. Yeah. Madonna, hugely popular in the gay community.
Yes.
She partnered directly with the dating app Grindr. Madonna performed a mix of her classic hits alongside tracks from her upcoming album, flashing historical LGBTQ figures across a massive digital billboard and sending thousands of fans into an absolute frenzy. I have not seen any of this.
It was so exciting on Times Square. At midnight, her face was lowered. And it was great. We all celebrated.
Carla said to me that she saw a clip of Madonna, and Madonna apparently is her implants that she got in her buttocks.
Yeah.
She's very proud of.
Yeah.
But they don't look quite right. I have not seen a recent concert footage of Madonna at all. So I don't know. Have either one of you seen Madonna and what she looks like?
The most recent thing I saw, I really am impressed with how far the Disney Imagineers have come.
Okay.
Very lifelike.
But she's exciting and getting this done.
And still gets it done. Still gets it done.
If you happen to see a picture of Madonna, a recent picture, Josh, I would love to see what she looks like right now. But she has always been a very, very staunch supporter of the LGBTQ community. And for that, I give her a salute.
And, you know, we salute Pride Month here on the show. Congratulations and happy Pride to everyone.
Orlando, when driving into the city of Orlando, driving by on Wednesday evening, driving by, lit up with the rainbow colors and looked lovely. The city looked lovely. There are parts of Orlando, very pretty downtown area.
I saw a post and it had two pictures side by side, and one was when President Obama for Pride Month lit up the Kennedy Center with rainbow lights. It was beautiful.
It's a very cool thing.
And then it cut to today where they were removing the letters that said Trump.
Yeah. Well, that's obviously fake too, right? That's AI, the letters coming off, isn't it? They're not doing that, are they?
They are.
I thought it was is it where they fall to the ground?
No, it was like a staff.
Like they're
of people
really,
doing it.
Really doing it. There was one AI generated where
this
looked
wasn't
like they
AI.
They were violently scraping the Trump letters off and they were falling to the ground. I think that was fake.
Yeah,
you don't
this
know what's real.
Real
anymore, you know?
Yeah, so true.
What is that?
Right now, Rolando? Josh is trying to find a picture of Madonna.
I want to move on from this. That's all. That's all
I've
I want to do.
I've got a picture of Madonna right here.
Okay, let's take a look.
Oh, her ass is way too big. Look at
is that. Is that the Times Square?
That's the Times Square.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That must say all in pink, by the way.
Is that Tom Bergeron in the bottom?
That looks like Brian Breslow.
It could be anybody.
Is that Brian Breslow of the Red Sox in the back? That's not a real.
No, it's got to be an image.
That's a guy.
That's like from a Red Sox site.
And you know what? Look, okay, her body is covered in a corset and it seems fine. Her ass implants seem to be overdone, but look how little of her face you can see.
The dancers are always beautiful. She always has absolutely stunning dancers.
Yeah,
with
and
her.
Of course, really the male dancer there from your Red Sox.
Josh.
and I don't know who that guy is or what he's there, but he's really there. Because here's another picture where he's clearly behind them.
Oh, yeah. In his smart blue jacket.
But what would he be doing? I don't know. I'm really choreographer? I'm totally confused.
He's got like an earpiece in or something. You can see a wire.
Okay, so it might be a really guy. He looks like the general manager of the Boston Red Sox.
It's not Fat Joe, is it?
Don't those dancers look like they're related too? Don't they have that same kind of look? They really, really do.
Yeah.
You know? I would have liked to see the performance, you know? But obviously nothing from a rear view of Madonna, so, where we could see the look.
No, only that guy gets that view.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Let's move on.
Follow his live report via his earpiece.
Yes, I think, Josh.
He is the DJ.
Oh, okay. Wow.
He's the DJ is what's going on.
He looks so conservative. That's interesting. Speaking of plastic surgery, comedic icon Rosie O'Donnell has set social media blazing after dropping a brutally honest video detailing her secret ultra-expensive plastic surgery. O'Donnell revealed she underwent a major facelift after losing. After losing over 50 pounds on the diabetes medication Mounjaro. Hey, that's tirzepatide.
There you go.
She joked the procedure cost more than any car she has ever owned. She confessed that she hid the surgery. She hid the surgery because her teenage child threatened to lose respect for her if she went under the knife. I know a lot of children don't want to see their parents get plastic surgery. I know a lot of husbands don't want it. I mean, people don't. Only for the teen to completely fail to notice the transformation.
Wow, that is after. That is gorgeous.
That is okay. I'm
Mike.
Trying
if you
to
stare
see.
At it just long enough, it becomes 3D.
Maybe if the chin's a little different.
Well, the lines, the mouth lines are gone.
Yeah.
And the nose to mouth lines have been reduced.
But also, can't you change that just by changing your face? Like,
do you know,
mouth?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I really think this is what I hate about facelifts and the whole thing. I think women aging, and I'm not saying this because it's the right thing to say. I'm not trying to be politically correct. I think a beautiful woman, not a Rosie O'Donnell, she's not known as a supermodel,
a beauty,
but a beautiful woman aging gracefully is one of the prettiest things to see. When I see a woman who is older and has just taken care of herself and really puts herself together and looks just stunning. I think it's gorgeous.
Example, Mike, I can prove your point.
Good morning. Kathleen Turner, pleased to meet you.
Just gorgeous.
Oh, shut up.
And that's side by side.
That is a no-win comment on my end. That is a no-win.
That side by side that Josh put up, did that even look like Rosie O'Donnell before or after?
I thought it didn't look like the transformation. You never get what you really want.
No, you know? What you really, really want.
The daughter not noticing was because I didn't notice either, and there were side-by-side photographs,
exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I think that...
And her daughter is Nora, right?
Nora O'Donnell. Yes. Yeah. the CBS anchor.
Exactly.
Is she with CBS still, Nora? No, I don't believe so.
I thought she was NBC. Not that it matters.
Who knows? Yeah, Nora O'Donnell is NBC. Wait a minute. Is it Kelly O'Donnell or Nora O'Donnell?
I think
there's
one of each.
Aren't there two O'Donnells?
Kelly is the one that's always at the Capitol, I believe.
And Nora is the anchor woman.
No, I think she does the gardening segments.
Will you stop being... I'm really trying. Nora O'Donnell, didn't she do the CBS Evening News for a while?
Yeah, I think you might be right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Glad we got it worked out.
It was a struggle. I don't think the facelift looks that good.
No.
All right. Ride-sharing giant Uber has officially dropped its highly anticipated Lost and Found Index. We have mentioned this a couple of times on the show. We have more. of the top items that drivers have routinely left in Ubers. The top items left rolling around back seats this year include actual pelvis implants.
Now, Madonna, you wouldn't think would take an Uber, but
could that possibly be hip implants? I don't know what a pelvis implant would be.
It's above the hip.
It just doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard of. But Mike, let's see.
I think you've heard of them, if you know what I mean.
Two full-size wedding gowns. Yeah, but if you're yakking away and there's a box with dresses in there, that could happen easily, right? Yes.
Especially if it's in the trunk. Yeah.
The implants, too. Yeah. You know,
it's in a box.
Now, here's what shouldn't be left in a cab or an Uber. A massive framed photo of Don't You Wish You Were Me, Donny Osmond, ladies and gentlemen. How do you leave that? Leave that in your Uber, right?
Someone is really sad when they got home and they didn't have that.
Can you? But I mean, that's an oversight to me. It's a massive picture.
Or maybe someone just trying to ditch it.
And the number one that is on the list that, you know, how do you leave this behind?
Yeah.
An entire 75-gallon fish tank.
Wow. Yeah. You know, could it possibly be they just wanted to get rid of it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because I think if it's 75 gallons, you'd have to call the trash for a big pickup.
That wasn't finally, by the way. This is.
Oh, this is fine.
A Georgia driver managed to execute an absolute masterclass in public dysfunction after a chaotic bender ended in a spectacular police takedown. The individual entered a local butchery shop, randomly began screaming at the bewildered customers, and after being kicked out by staff, ran back inside to aggressively pull the building's fire alarm.
Nice!
The criminal mastermind then immediately tried to escape, and it fell apart when they fled the scene in a marked company van. Then they proceeded to plow over a series of highly visible city road signs and ultimately resisted arrest before being hauled off to jail. The person said when they were caught by the cops, but hey, I donated $1,000 to Rob's GoFundMe for the charity. There you go. Hi, Oscar. There you go. Had to get it in there somehow. Wasn't sure how I was going to do it.
Such good news for the church in Mississippi.
Yes, very good stuff. We will take a short break and return with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. But first, I want to remind you that, you know, up in the middle of the state, not as hot as it is down here. You get out of the car down here and it's so hot, you can practically barbecue without a grill. But that's not safe. So how about this? Don't heat up your kitchen via stove and oven. I thought you were going to do a rhyming thing there.
No.
Let me turn it into a rhyme.
Thank you.
Don't heat up your kitchen by a stove and oven. Cook outside for some real food loving.
There you go. Ding.
Thank you. Omaha Steaks is showing up with the beef. Their famous steak burger sale still on. These aren't just sad, dry hockey pucks that you get in the grocery store. No, these things are big, thick, juicy, juicy. Steakhouse quality. They're monsters. They're made from filet. Filet mignon. Ribeye, New York strip, brisket, sirloin. This is burger royalty, and they taste like it. It's so good. I love it, love it, love it. The kind of burgers that make your grill proud. $99.99 gets you 20 huge 6-ounce steak burgers, plus 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. That is 28 delicious reasons to blaze it up.
Yeah.
They go straight from freezer to grill to your face. Just ridiculously delicious. Delivered right to your front door. No mystery meat, no corners cut, just premium beef and pure backyard glory. Your taste buds will thank you. So get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, including 8 free Wagyu smash burgers.
They're
That's
so
28
good.
Burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. And as a bonus, use promo code Mike to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike, M-I-K-E. It rhymes with like, yes, and I like you. Terms apply. See site for details. And stay cool, guys. Stay cool and
stay
enjoy it.
Stay cool.
Yum, yum, yum. All right, it's your choice, boys. Dealer's choice. Do you want to do the religion and UFOs, or do you want to bust my balls?
Well, I always want to bust your balls.
So you want to talk about
I'm always going to choose Mike.
Yeah.
The elephant in the room?
Sure.
the slot influencing video that Carla put online last night?
Now I saw part of this video.
Okay.
But I was confused because there was no slot machine.
Well, we haven't done it yet.
What's the plan?
All right, here's the plan, Stan. We are now in the process of exploring just what is required for this type of activity. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt that Carl and I love doing this.
Yeah.
There's also no doubt that Carl and I know the realities of gambling, which is you lose.
House always wins.
The house always wins. That is an irrefutable truth. You have good days, you have bad days. If you break even, you are doing fabulously.
Exactly.
But as I have said to others in the gambling emporiums that I have visited, a man at a Texas Hold'em table game once said to me, it is all about the action. Rob Spiewak, you've known me a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that there is nothing I like to do better. There is no environment I like to be in. I like the bells. I like the whistles.
Josh,
I love the noise.
I remember one time we were on a show trip to Las Vegas. It was a late arrival because we had to leave after the afternoon show. And we got to the hotel maybe 1 a.m. Vegas time, which is really late if you're still on the East Coast. We're checking in, and you could hear the bells from the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Just wafting into the lobby, and Mike left me his credit card, and he said, take care of this. And he was off to the casino. I had to get his luggage, everything. He was just gone. He's drawn to it. Yeah.
Out of mind. Might have had an adult beverage or two, if I'm telling Rob to do that. You were not like-minded where you didn't want to dash in there the emporium.
Ultimately, they got all the money. But Mike to a casino looks like a dog in a cartoon that smells steak.
Yeah, not sure how you got out of the airport.
Well, that's true.
And not drawn in there.
That's true.
The thing is, my wife shares this. This is one of our hours and hours and hours. There was a 3-day weekend. The day after Thanksgiving, we flew out and we didn't leave. It was just, we love it. We love it. But we also know, and everyone should know, that you can't go beyond reason because the odds are overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what you're gambling, it's going to eventually bite you in the ass. It happens.
Of course.
And
that's how casinos stay open, Mike.
What doesn't bite you in the ass is if you get a following and you are able to do it and do it where, you know, this is kind of a side hustle for you to get people to watch and enjoy. And I will tell you something, that some of these big influencers that are out there, I don't think they make as good a show of it as my lovely bride would if she was doing this.
Many of them don't even show their faces.
They don't show. Well,
does because he's handsome.
Yeah, and there are a bunch of them that do.
Okay.
And I think the story and the idea and the personality and the fun would be, you know, if she wanted to do it, I'm all in. And we were having a discussion about this. We have for a number of weeks. We've been talking about this. It would be something that might be worth exploring, and it is in an exploratory area right now.
How do you get started?
You get started by reaching out to the people to see if you would be allowed to do it in the first place. You also, you know, we have explored the idea of doing this, and that's the first step. Before you even set foot in there, you got to know the rules, and they have to know you're coming.
May I offer
you
this,
Mike? You can try to do it clandestinely, but I don't want to get involved with that.
And if you're putting it on the internet, then people are going to find out. But let me offer this, and I think this may surprise you.
Are you ready for the rub, though, here?
Yeah.
The only reason we can do this is because of Mrs. O'Mara's number of followers that happens to rival ours on different platforms. As a matter of fact, she waxes us on TikTok.
At her salon.
And she, Brazilian.
Now,
specifically,
this may surprise you. I think this is a great idea.
You do.
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
Because if you can take what you already do, which is create content for the internet, and if you basically boil down what this show is, that's what we're doing. We're creating content on a daily basis, and marry it to something you love and turn it into something that is proactive in your own life, then it's 100%. It's in a much smaller way. It's like Josh and my movie show. We do that because we like it.
Here's the bottom line.
Yeah.
It is the action. It is not the winning. It is the playing of the game that we love. That's
love it.
Now, is winning fun? Of course, it's the best.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the playing and the thrill and the watching and seeing what's going to happen, that's the whole idea. Yes, Josh.
Is there a casino near you?
There's one about
location picked out.
There's one 40 minutes away that we're going to explore, but we're not quite sure how friendly. Somebody says Carla Waxing would definitely get some views. Naughty boy.
Bad boy.
Daniel Thurber, 77. there is. But there's within 90 minutes to 2 hours, there are multitudes of places. Rob knows on his side that Hollywood place.
Yeah.
You know, that's there, the guitar, as they call it. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We're exploring it. You know, I don't know where
it's going to take us. You can play an away game. You can come to Charlestown.
Yes. Well, I can't do that because Carla's not making the trip with me. So,
okay.
She will not be in tow.
Well, you tell her that the chips are just as sticky as ever at Charlestown Casino.
Yummy, yummy, loving my tummy.
And the casino next to Jimmy's isn't open yet, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to build?
Is there a casino that they're trying to
build? Remember, we had a story. They're trying to open one up in Herndon.
Yeah, in Herndon, but they're trying. It's not like they're putting it in the former Ice House Cafe. It's still in litigation. It's not going to happen yet.
You sound kind of like you're poo-pooing it, Rob Spiewak.
No, I don't think there's going to be a casino in Herndon. I'm not.
You'd like it if there was, right?
Well, yeah, until I lost the house.
Okay, just wondering.
But I think that Herndon likes Herndon. And I don't think it'll ever happen there. I'd say it's much more likely to get one out here than there is in there.
Herndon likes Herndon, and like the great line out of the movie Lost in America, what's not to like?
Exactly. I'll tell you who else will never get a casino. Vienna, because Vienna loves Vienna.
Vienna loves Vienna, and you hate Vienna.
I hate it. If it were to burn to the ground, I would say,
now stop.
That's
now,
unfortunate, but maybe a step in the right
irrational,
direction.
Irrational. Why? Why? What do you hate about Vienna?
Because everyone is so proud of something that sucks. The entire town sucks.
What are people in Vienna proud of besides its history?
Viva Vienna, their festival every year where they celebrate Vienna. And you can come out and have a food truck and all that. And even better, the Halloween parade, where every year they close down the one road that's overcrowded anyway, so everyone can run around pretending to be, He-Man, I guess, this year, and nobody gets to do anything. Also, they should have a festival that celebrates the ability to turn left, because that is a bygone era. You just can't do it.
I remember that. Rolando put up there, Magruder's was awesome. Didn't they have a Magruder's in Vienna?
Yeah, and it led away, because it was too good. And besides, Magruder's was dirty. It was. They had great produce, but it was a dirty store.
Thank you. All right. That's Rob Spiewak, Vienna,
lots
Virginia
of
Town Council.
Lots
send
of
the letters.
Boutiques.
You have to know Vienna to know what he was talking about.
There are people that understand what I'm saying.
But I'm excited for your Halloween costume as He-Man this year, Rob.
Yeah, I will. And you can be a master of the universe.
Timely. All right, we got to take a break here. We'll come back with something. If you love the show and you want an incredibly easy way to support us without spending an extra dime, we got you covered. Before you do your Amazon shopping, and let's be honest, who isn't buying something on Amazon? Start through our Amazon link. This is a great way to help the show. It's the same as we used to do, same prices, same Prime, same weird late night impulse purchases. The only difference, Amazon kicks a little something back to help support this podcast. Need dog food? I love it when you suggest items. Dog food, gadgets, paper towels, a life-size inflatable Grillo's pickle. We're not judging. We just want you to click our Amazon link first and shop like you normally do. Go ahead, Mouth.
I was going to say, would you rather have dog food brought to your door, or do you want to go to a store and carry on a 60-pound bag?
Great point. You'll find the link right on our website, tmospodcast.com.
Great.
They have it in Vienna, too. You can be in Vienna. You can be a resident of Vienna that's just offended at what Rob just said and still go to our link to shop on Amazon.
Amazon sells brown paint. You can paint your house brown in Vienna where everything is brown.
Thank you. It takes 2 seconds, costs you absolutely nothing extra, and genuinely helps keep this show a rolling. So before you Amazon, think of us. Click the link, shop away, and thank you for keeping the microphones on. Next time you Amazon, start at tmospodcast.com. Shop, support, repeat, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
One click is all it takes.
So much to cover on the show today. I don't know where to begin. I think that...
I have a request.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to hear about the space restaurant.
Yes, the UFO, is that what it is?
No.
Oh, the Disney Space Restaurant.
I went to the Disney Space Restaurant for my anniversary.
You know, after being in that Mecca known as Orlando, Florida, Josh, over the weekend.
The pleasure capital of the world.
I got to hand it to you. Logging time on that I-4 corridor, you're taking your life in your hands, and you got to really love Disney to be doing that. You've made multiple trips. It's already probably, your season pass is probably already paid for itself.
It's been paid for.
Twofold.
Okay. Well, and remember, the season pass was a Christmas gift.
Okay.
So it just gave us, well, generally cheap dates.
And by the way,
we always end up buying an expensive meal. So by the way,
Josh, you're welcome for that Christmas gift.
Who gave it to you, your mother-in-law?
No, Rob did.
I did.
Oh, you did?
No. I did not. That was a lie.
No. We got money from both sides of parents that we used for that.
Oh, that's okay. Oh,
so it was not really a Christmas gift.
No, it was here's some money, but we knew ahead of time we were going to take that money to do this.
It's like saying my father left me a jukebox. No, but he left me the money to buy
a jukebox. Josh Sirota has referred to these passes. These lifetime passes to Disney.
Golden passes.
As gifts? As marriage savers.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But it's a lot of good date nights.
Are they marriage Band-Aids?
They are a thing to do.
Is it like marriage Bactine that will help when it's really bad?
You know.
But still stings.
But still stings, and ultimately you're going to have to go to the doctor, but it really buys some time.
You and Kelly are enjoying this, right?
Yeah, it's great date nights. I'll tell you, we went to Epcot on Thursday.
Nice.
And we walk around to all the little countries. We didn't do any rides.
Okay.
And went and had a fancy dinner. And we had
what
a great
is your
time.
Favorite restaurant so far in the Disney complex?
I think it might be this space one. It is the best meal I've had in Disney.
Wait a minute. So you haven't even talked about it yet. This is new? This is a new joint?
I think it's been around a while, but I think it's hard to get reservations at.
Isn't this the one where all the food is freeze-dried?
So.
And looks like Walt.
So I took some pictures.
Okay.
Here's the dining hall.
Now, see, can you make that bigger?
Yeah, let me do that.
All right. Let's see it. Let's make it bigger. All right. We're looking at it.
All right. So here's the dining hall. So
it looks like the sports book.
It looks like you're in space.
Does it?
But in order to get to the dining hall.
Oh, I mean, I would love that. I would love to go there.
And every now and then, like a comet or a rocket or a astronaut will float by the window.
I love that.
And in order to get up into, you know, the whole thing is you're in this restaurant up in space, so you got to take the elevator. So you go on the elevator, and it takes you up into space.
That's pretty cool.
And what was pretty cool about the elevator?
That's fun.
Yeah, I like that.
We came back when it was. We went in. I think our reservations were like 7 o'clock, so it was daylight to go up, and then it was stars and night to come down, which was cool.
I would love that.
And here's the elevator.
Oh, and like you're like, oh, look at that. Look at that. Like you're going
like
up
you're going
on a pole into space. I love the idea. Rob, I would love to throw rocks at this, but this to me is very, very cool.
It's very theme. The theme is set, and then when you get off the elevator, you walk into this where there are no windows except for the fake windows to make it look like you're in space.
I think it'd be fun.
Very, very smartly done. And Disney does that stuff better than anyone.
Yeah. Is it? Is there any kind of queasy factor in going up in that elevator? Do you get any kind of... Disney.
The magic is you don't go anywhere. The room vibrates as if you're moving.
Okay. All right, but it's still... But the illusion.
Oh, it's like the stretching room in the Haunted Mansion.
It's just like the Haunted Mansion stretching room.
It gives you the opportunity to think
you're moving.
There's
no real motion, right?
There's no motion. You don't strap in. No, they wouldn't want people to be motion sickness to then go eat.
No, yeah, that comes after you eat.
So, but no, idea. The most it's expensive. It was one of those like preset, like you get all the courses, you pay this
set. Prefix menu.
Yeah. Right.
So it was
$80 a person.
That's not cheap.
Then we got drinks. So in the end we were out $250.
Wow. How much were the drinks? Or were you just completely hammered?
No, the drinks were $20 each. Oh! We only each got one.
Yeah. God, they're a ripoff. Was the food passable?
You got the filet mignon.
I got the filet mignon. I did.
Because is that all he eats, Rob?
That's it. When he goes to a fancy restaurant.
When I go to a fancy restaurant. Because it's, am I going to order that or the chicken or the spaghetti thing?
Get the spaghetti thing. Mike, I bet it was outer space spaghetti.
How much did they charge you for everything included?
Yeah. So you get you start with like a salad. I had like a watermelon and grape. Watermelon and tomato like salad thing.
Did you get all the breadsticks you could eat?
No breadsticks.
Okay.
But I did bring a picture of the dessert because I know what you guys care about.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Oh, good. Let's see.
This is the cheesecake with a hard chocolate shell around it.
What are the rodent droppings around the exterior?
like the crust of a cheesecake, like the crust
like a graham cracker or a chocolate thing.
And is that a shell that resembles the earth?
It's a shell that resembles the earth, and you have to hit it pretty hard with your fork to break it.
And as you can see, Mike, the orbit that is sort of symbolized, that's made out of human blood.
with just spider eggs.
That's it. On it. Yes. And if they hatch, you win.
At Disney. Were there, okay.
What were the $20 drinks?
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Any entertainers?
No.
Oh. How about the outfits? How about the outfits for the servers?
Full astronaut gear with helmets and all.
You're lying.
No, I'm lying. It was all normal.
They didn't have like any cute, sexy space outfits?
No, they stuck with the theme of, did you enjoy your trip and all this? How was the ride up? And they do all that type of stuff. But no, it's normal waiter and waitresses.
Oh, see, that
And the
sucks.
Entertainment is the looking out the window as things fly by.
You want more.
I would put them in a sexy, tight, hire beautiful women
Disney. It's for families. It's not Hooters in space.
I would hire Gus Grissom to go to each table.
I think I would like to see just a little bit of the servers in kind of like, they don't have to be ridiculous outfits.
How about this, Mike? Anti-gravity pants.
How about Judy Jetson outfits?
Nice. Yes, I would like that. Mm-hmm.
Daughter Judy.
Yeah.
Jane, with his wife.
Her big ponytail.
Why not? That's probably kind of pervy the way I said that.
I don't know.
That I went for that one. Like Uhura. Uhura.
Yeah, that's good. How about Ellen Ripley from Alien?
Hey, come on over here. Take a bow. Take a bow, pal. 500 batting average, 2.4 ERA.
Stolen bases.
You hear that the Warhawks won the whole thing?
Oh.
Team that beat you. Say hi to my ball player right here.
Hi, godson. Congratulations on a good weekend.
He's there giving you congratulations. You just wake up?
Thank
you. No. No, you've been up?
Yeah.
Why are you looking depressed? You bored?
No baseball. What do you do?
All he's got is this podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's all he's got.
What was the score of the final game?
Josh, do you happen to know the score?
4-1.
4-1. Yeah, you would have beaten him. Right? Yeah, I know.
Not what he wants to hear, Pop.
Felt the same way. Love you.
You are so Irish, sharing that bad news with him like that.
Right.
It's like, 4-1. You could have beaten them. All right, have a good day.
Yeah, you're right. Right, I'm an asshole. Sorry.
Here, I did take a little video in the restaurant.
Oh, great, good. I want to say. Let me. All right. Let me expand it.
They're just normal waitresses.
In black, right? Black pants, black shirts.
Right.
All right. I didn't realize space would be so crowded.
Hey, let me ask you this question, Josh. Was it a repurposed room? Had it been something before, do you think?
I could tell.
From the Frontier Lounge? Something totally Disney. Now, what were these $20 drinks? It couldn't have just been like a martini. What was it?
Mine was like, I got an orange, like citrus, Bacardi and
Bacardi?
Red Bull. Bacardi and Red Bull.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't remember what else was
pooching it up. And then, yeah, he's got a car to drive home.
Sure.
So, I mean, you know, it drives home for him. So that's fine.
It does.
Then and good. Kelly it's got a boiler maker.
So much better. Now, she got some type of lemon bubbly thing. I don't know.
Hey, listen, Mr. Romero, welcome to the space restaurant. We've got something. Here's your rocket fuel.
We just finished distilling it.
Here's your rocket fuel, Mr. O'Mara. This is really just a very, very specialty amount of moonshine that you'll be wasted when you drink this.
Don't you know, Mike, that in the future in space, most food will be made of corn, and we made yours of corn.
Here's your rocket fuel. I want another rocket fuel. Look, it's a comet.
Yeah, I want a rocket fuel. What happened to your outfit? Don't you want to look like Judy Jetson?
And this is, you said this is in Epcot? Is this where it is?
This was in Epcot, yes.
Okay, is it next to anything like the Spanish pyramid thing, the Aztec temple?
No, it's next to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, where I vomited.
Did you find Mike's trash can with the plaque on it?
That's where I vomited.
Yes.
So it's not in the big silver circle thing. It's actually its own building around Epcot.
It's its own building. It's next to Guardians of the Galaxy, and then there's like a Mission to Space ride where you like go to space.
Okay.
You're in a so it's next to that.
But no filet mignon on that ride.
Here's what the drinks look like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those look like a good deal.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's a good
like
review.
Excellent.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I've lost my place in the show. Do we
we do one more
segment.
Commercial and then we do beautiful video.
Oh, you have beautiful video coming.
I
do. Have you curated some brief tapes? Oh, you know what I forgot to do?
What's
Can
that?
I sneak one of mine in before we go to break here?
Look out. Yeah.
Can I do that for
of
you?
Course.
Because I sent Josh this. I should have played it right up at the
here,
front of the show.
Brad?
This is, hold on. I don't want to steal your thunder. Do you have any dogs in your video segment today?
None.
None?
Zero
then
dogs.
Please enjoy this dog. And I would like to now recreate the sound of the O'Mara family in the La Quinta Inn at 2:30 in the morning. Check out this dog with its owner. I think you'll enjoy this. I hope you like it. By the way, that's also Rob Spiewak's impersonation of his wife talking.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating.
Actually, the dog was impersonating Carrie. It's learned
it's
behavior.
Very, very, very cool. All right, everybody. Hey, space restaurant dwellers. I got something for you. This is Florida's Mike O'Mara.
Remember him?
Have you heard everyone talking about peptides? Sure you have. Peptides are basically tiny chains of amino acids that help support your body's natural processes. Think of them as little messengers that tell your body what it needs to do. Need more energy? There's a peptide for that. Do you want a healthier head of hair, better sleep, stronger nails, and better looking skin? Are you trying to lose anywhere from 5 to 100 pounds? Yep. There are peptides for all of that. If you are recovering from surgery, dealing with inflammation, or nursing an old injury, ask DermGlow how they can help you with recovery and wellness support. And check this out. LEMD peptides come from a 503A compounding pharmacy. Why does that matter? Because quality, safety, and proper oversight matter when it comes to what you are putting into your body. They also have the brand new CloStack, 4 powerful peptides combined into one convenient formula. If you are not sure where to start, that's what DermGlow is here for. Reach out and they will help point you in the right direction based on your goals. Plus, payment plans are available, HSA and FSA cards are accepted, and Klarna is DermGlow's favorite option. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss and peptides button. Let's find the right option for you. Peptides are the future, and the future is at DermGlowSkin.com. Great copy, Rob. I agree with everything that was in there. It was well done. Let's take it away with Rob Spiewak's beautiful
video.
Hey,
I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
We didn't mention this, and I give you full disclosure to override it if you want, but we didn't talk about our president on Meet the Press.
Okay.
It was ugly. He was being interviewed by Kristen Welker, and he didn't like the way it was going. They were in, I believe, a barn in Wisconsin. You can actually hear the rain in the barn.
Yeah, they said they had to stop the interview multiple times because the rain was so loud.
Wow.
But this is what they got, and it starts, I mean, there's 8 minutes of this, but I sort of picked it up when it began to heat up super hot. It's about a minute and a half. Check it out.
It was a dirty election,
Mr.
and it's happening again right now in California.
You've never presented evidence.
It's happening right now in California. Right now, it's looking. Look at what's happening in California.
Where's the evidence to that?
It's 4 days.
The Republicans are doing well in California.
In California, it's no, they're not. They're dropping fast because it's a rigged election. Let me tell you, it's 4 days, and they aren't even close to coming up with.
That's how they count.
You know why they're doing that? Because they're cheating on the election.
Oh God, what a time! To support
all I have to do is look. All I have to do is
he looks horrible, by the way.
What a time we live in.
And let's see what happens.
But, sir, that's not evidence.
Do you think it's appropriate?
That's how they count the votes.
Do you think it's appropriate that they have an election and 5 days later they're nowhere close to picking a winner?
State and local officials acknowledge they are slow. They're urging.
No, they're crooked.
They're urging the votes to be counted quickly. That's how they vote in California.
They're crooked, just like you're crooked. Your press is crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked.
To be fair, I'm not crooked, but let's
really.
Let's
well, continue. You play right into their hands.
Let's continue.
You're either crooked or you're stupid. You're
oh, come on, dude.
And Meet the Press.
Stay with
is
it,
but, Mr. President,
and so is ABC and CBS and CNN.
Unhinged, man.
You're one-sided, crooked networks. All right, let's call it quits because I've had enough. Thank you, darling. Have a good
Mr.
time.
Mr. President, let's please, I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
I've sat in the rain with
all
you.
I know.
I've sat in the rain with
the
you for an
Wisconsin.
Hour. On and off in the rain, and I've given you enough time. You ought to straighten out your press because you know what?
Mr. President,
a country can never be great with a dishonest
press. Listen, we traveled all the way to Wisconsin for this interview.
And that's how it ended.
Good God. Unhinged, man.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but
I didn't see it. I was not aware of it. I would have led with it. Sorry.
I don't think it's forgivable that he stepped on the microphone. That's not cool.
I mean, it's just where we are now.
I know.
It's just, I mean, I look at that and I don't feel joy. I look at that. I don't feel
hatred. I shared it.
I feel this overwhelming feeling of, can we just get through this? Can we get by this? Can
I
we
wanted
just
people
move
to
on?
See it on the off chance they missed it because it's not funny.
It's your fault, Josh.
Yeah, Josh. Nice going. Now, if they had filmed
maybe
that in
I
the
agree
space,
with him on some of that.
What if instead of a barn?
What maybe you agree with me or with the other guy?
With the president.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Anyway. What if they instead of a barn they shot the interview in a space restaurant?
It would have been quiet.
Yeah, okay, you wouldn't have heard the rain. Mike, are you familiar with Tiny Grandma?
Tiny Grandma? No, I'm not.
Okay, Tiny Grandma is a stop motion.
We need Tiny Grandma, though. I don't even know what it is, but I think it's a good palate cleanser after what we just looked at.
Now, Tiny Grandma is a real stop motion series on YouTube where they do like old-fashioned, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer animation of a tiny grandmother teaching you how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the problem. YouTube runs AI programs to spot AI videos, and they spotted this video as AI, but it's not. So they're trying to fight to get Tiny Grandma back on because it's not AI, because AI says it's AI. But I think the button on this, the cherry on the sundae, is this is how you make a Korean breakfast sandwich.
And breakfast sandwich by Tiny Grandma.
That's loud.
See, that's Tiny Grandma. We need that now.
That is refreshing. Anything would be refreshing after that first video. That is tiny, and it looks delicious, by the way.
And it doesn't look like AI.
No, it doesn't. Well, the voice sounded like AI.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, let's do two more that will refresh you. Is there
it's
anything?
It's not like going to the Starbucks line. And getting the AI voice on the other end, that was a horror show. My God.
You know, since they're called Starbucks, don't you think the servers should be dressed like Judy Jetson?
Judy Jetson, you're not going to let me go.
No, I'm going to keep that for a while. Mike, is there anything more refreshing than a lollipop?
And then, yes.
Oh, play along.
Okay, yes. No.
And then, thank you. And when the end of the school year comes and sometimes you give kids goodie bags, it might have a lollipop in it.
Yum.
Look out.
Yeah, Walt, I'm here.
By the way, he's 10.
Oh, my God.
A Montessori school in Northwest Austin here. Parents say they weren't alerted sooner after a student went home with THC inside a birthday party goodie bag in May.
We sit down. He opens it, sees the lollipop. He's a kid. That's the first thing he wants.
Savannah Malosh says it was just another class party. But soon after leaving.
And I look at him. I was like, are you tired? Did you nap today? He's like, I didn't nap. I said, okay. And then his eyes got red. Sorry.
That's when she realized her four-year-old son got just a lollipop.
And so I go, oh, my God. I Google what it is. I see it has 30 milligrams. It's 20 milligrams of the Delta 9.
20 or 30 is a lot. The reason that they're so upset is this happened on a school day and the school did not notify the other students and parents until Sunday. So they need to jump on it faster.
Let me just see if I've got this right.
20 would be a lot for me.
Yeah, for me too.
They put a package together with lollipops in it?
Well, I think what happened is they took donations from parents, and I think the parents might have gotten THC lollipops mixed up with real lollipops, How it got put together.
Well, you know those parents aren't happy because those were expensive lollipops.
It's true. It's like 16 bucks. But it's reminiscent of the episode of Raymond when Peter Boyle was handing out candy. They ran out, so he handed out what he said were gold coins, but they were condoms. It's not okay. Mike, let's close with this. This is in Arizona, I believe. Okay. And sometimes you just, I have the state. It's Rancho Sahorita, Arizona. And when a bear goes up in the tree, sometimes you need to tranquilize him.
Oh, I've seen this.
So they've got a tarp.
Oh, I haven't seen this. No, I haven't.
I think she's stuck on the tree.
Shut up, lady.
Goes her head.
Oh, no. There's the incredibly fit officer. Show it again. Show it again. Look at that. Look at the core strength of the officer that's in the foreground right here. This guy. This guy with the two-tone shirt.
He takes the header on the bear.
I think the bear would be better just hitting the ground.
God. Now, the bear is okay. A little drowsy.
Bobby, you okay?
Yeah, Bobby! Sure the officer's okay.
Bobby?
Now, the bear does get up and walk away a little
crooked. Oh, really? So the bear's still with it?
Yeah. Right. And, Mike, this is very rare, but we have a follow-up audio of the bear. They asked the bear if it was okay.
Okay.
And the bear said,
Wait. What up? The dart, man. You got a dart in your neck. You're crazy. You're crazy, man.
Still,
I like you.
After all these,
I feel tired.
After all these years, still my favorite Will Ferrell tape.
And that's not saying much.
No, it's not. Not at all.
But it worked there. So happy bear.
I appreciate it. We got to get out of here. Be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Thank you. We'll have more fun and more thrills. I'm off to the Disney Space Restaurant with my son. Yes, that's right. Another 3-hour and 21-minute drive up from Fort Myers. Looking forward to that. We will see you with a brand new episode tomorrow for Josh Sirocca and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Wiggle, 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 wig. Yeah, yeah, do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it.
What in the hell do you think you're doing here? This is a closed set.
What do I do?